Where did you come from? I almost sat down on you. Are you alright? My apologies. But, you know, you are in my nest. Honestly, I didn't expect to find something so precious in my bed tonight. Are you lost? Did you stray too far from home? You seem a little jumpy. It's alright. It's safe here. You could rest with me until you're ready to go. There's plenty of space. And I really don't mind the company. It's been some time since I've had a visitor. So, your presence here is actually quite welcome. In fact, would you like to stay the night? No, it's not an inconvenience at all. No. I promise, you're not a bother. Moreover, I insist. Stay. Please. Good. Then it's settled. You will stay with me tonight. Wonderful. Oh. So, would you like to share how you ended up all the way out here? I don't see your kind out here very often. Were you looking for something? Or perhaps someone? You'll have to speak up, little one. You speak so softly, even my large ears have trouble hearing. Maybe you could come a little closer. Yes, come a little closer. You're just too small. Oh, I know. How about you climb up on me? Yes. You could sit up on my lap. Of course that's all right. I'll help you. Take my hand. Thank you. And up. Oh, there we go. Isn't this much better? I do think so. Yes. I can see a little better too. Are you comfortable? Staring into your lap. Feeling a little shy. It's quite alright. And I know I'm a big girl. I know it's quite a sight. There's not a lot of big bunnies like me around. But I promise I won't find it rude if you stare. Flattered even. Especially when you blush like that. It's sweet. Now tell me. Have you lost your way? Maybe I could help. I know my way around these woods like the back of my hand. I could help you find your way back home. Did you come from one of the villages? over the mountain. It's only a day's hop for a girl like me. I mean, I could even carry you home if you want to. You could ride on my shoulders and... Oh. What's the matter, Bun-Bun? Don't you want to go home? Find new friends, new family, new path. But if you're ever missing the feeling of home, then I could be your special mummy. Yes, everyone could use a mummy, and I could be your. If you like. We could be our own little family out here. Would you like that? For me to be your mommy? Of course, my little bun. I've always wanted to care for someone. And families can be made up of whoever we like. And I would love for you to be a part of mine. Yes. Right now, it's just you and me. I know it's not much. But this, here, this could be home. If you wish. Of course. Home is where you should feel safe. It could be a place, a feeling, or even a person. And I'd like to be that bunny for you. Oh my, a hug. No, I'll take that as a yes. But you don't need to cling on to me so fiercely. I'm not going anywhere. Plus, this is my nest. You stumbled into me. I promise. Mommy will take care of everything. It's okay. I want you to feel safe. I want you. Like me to hold you. I'd like that. Now let me think. I'm afraid to squish you. A girl my size, I'm quite strong. Oh, I have an idea. Why don't you snuggle up here by my chest? Under here. That tickles. Oh, there we go. Oh. You fit just perfectly. Well, maybe you're a little snug, but you could still breathe, right? And wiggle your toes. Good. No squishing my new bun. You are comfortable, right? love is nice, isn't it? We could all use a little fluff. And my fluff will keep you nice and warm. And from where you are, Mummy will pat your head and brush your ears if you lay your head down on my chest. And you're pretty soft, too. Close your eyes. Relax your body. Nestle into my fluff. Good, bunny. The mummy's here now. You feel better? Drifting off? How long exactly have you been lost in these dark woods? My weary bun-bun. You really did need me, didn't you? Well, I'm very glad you fell into my nest. Like I've told you, you can rest with me. As long as you like. Mummy's here. Will come to you while you're with me. No. You're home. And I'll hold you for as long as you need. If you're holding on to any negative feelings, scream into my chest if you want to. Think of me as your big fluffy pillow. And if you need to cry, that's okay too. What I want you to understand is that you don't have to hold anything back when you're with me. Let it all out, and I'll hold you until the storm inside you calms. Until the waves no longer crash onto the shores. Mummy will be our shelter. Savior. I don't know what you've been through. But I'm here if you ever want to talk. I'll listen to anything you want to get off your chest. And it's okay if you don't have the words. It takes time. You don't have to figure everything out right now. Okay? There's no pressure. You could do anything. Anything you want to do. When you take things one off. Grown on me, Bun-Bun, in the short time we've spent together. I wish to protect you. You seem more relaxed now. Are you feeling better? I'm glad. Because more than anything, so is your big bunny mummy. I promise to nurture, to care, and support my precious little bun. And right now, what you need. Mummy says you need to rest. You do. You've been a brave bun today for venturing out this far. Must have been exhausting. So snuggle into my fluff. Listen to my heartbeat. Follow my breath. It's time you let yourself rest. Good. As you calm down, you will feel the sleepiness wash over you. Like waves after the storm. It's okay. Everything is fine. Tomorrow is not here yet. So rest easy, my precious bun. The future is something No.